Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. All right, you guys, in this episode, we are going to work some magic on Abby's messaging. You guys know this is my zone of genius. I love messaging and tweaking and getting inside someone's business and figuring out how can they really communicate the value of what they do? How do they relate to their ideal client? And what is messaging actually? In this episode, I explained to Abby, you know, what is messaging? What isn't messaging? And how to look at it. And we make some really important tweaks to what she's doing. So enjoy this conversation. Abby, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me as well.
Let's kick it off and have you share with our audience a little bit about your business, you know, who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So I am a plant-based chef where I bridge the gap between healthy and pleasurable. And it's my mission to really show, I was about to say thousands, but maybe we should just go for millions of health conscious people around the world, how they can really cook for themselves to live in alignment with their value of health. And their focus isn't just their business and their mission, but it's on really nurturing themselves through food. And at the moment, I live in Ibiza. I cook for yoga retreats and private clients, and I'm looking to really grow my offering and serve more people around the world with teaching online.
I love this. Do you guys love how we just get all kinds of amazing people on this show? So I'm really, really happy to have you. I think your mission is incredible. So what can we support you with in today's laser session?
I'm looking to make sure I have the messaging and the language that's really speaking directly to the people that will benefit mostly from what I'm offering. I know I have the expertise and the passion and the knowledge, and it's about really translating that into language that is going to make someone read that and go, yes, I'm in. It's speaking to that, knowing that this is for them.
Okay, great. Let's do it. So tell me, where do you think your message is at right now? What gaps do you see?
I feel like there's a little confusion. Like when I'm writing down who it's for and the language I need to speak, I get kind of a bit confused in, do I need to know their pains? Because really this client is pleasure driven, they're health conscious. So I've wanted to focus on like what I'm helping them move towards. Yet then when I went to write the sales page, I was like, well, it felt like I needed to tap deeper into, I don't like the word pains, but you know what I mean? This, like, you know, what do they struggle with that's going to make them want to make changes to their healthy eating? And how can I speak to them? So I don't know, there's probably the target client and exactly what their pains and desires are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So and it's a balance always between, you know, touching on the challenges, obviously, for people to invest in something, it has to overcome a problem that they're having. So we've got to make sure that that problem is really clear. But like you say, and a lot of higher level clients are more focused on the benefits, the desires, the vision. So like as succinctly as possible, what is your message right now?
My message right now is I activate ease and pleasure in plant-based cooking. Yeah, see, I can already feel that I'm unclear. As soon as you ask me to speak it, I'm like, it's not kind of naturally coming out. The key message is when you enjoy cooking and you find the pleasure in it, you're much more likely to sustain it. And my gift is I'm really good at bringing excitement and pleasure into healthy food. I get that told to me a lot. Like, you really, like, wow, you get me so excited. When I taught cooking classes before, there's been this real, like, wow, you're really teaching me to trust myself. So I think I kind of know a lot of the basics, but it's like that key message that's going to speak directly to them. I still feel quite unsure. I know that the block a lot of people have is time. They don't feel they've got the time to put into cooking. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you did a good job when you, because a lot of people think a message is the statement that you put on Instagram, or the, like, I help this type of person do this thing. And that's not a message. that's not what we're talking about. And so I like to invite coaches and healers and people like you to just really explain it like you would to your grandmother. Like, it's got to be not in coach language, not in any of this, like, you know, even the I activate this or that, just say what it is, what benefits it brings to people. And I think you got there in the last statement that you said. So I would just ask you, you know, what are really the most grounded benefits that someone receives? And to give me a little bit of an idea, by the way, this is an online course. And so what is it teaching exactly? It's teaching the foundations of plant-based coaching, or what exactly?
It's going to be live cooking classes, but it's very much about bringing self-love into the cooking. So yeah, it'll be live rather than pre-recorded group container.
Mm-hmm.
Probably bringing change to the kitchen, making their space beautiful so that they're stepping into an energy in their kitchen where they feel like, I want to be in this space to cook. So it's very much not just about the food. It's like this full kind of energetic, like, I really want to help people step into the energy that's going to help them sustain this healthy living that they know what they need to do. They're just not doing it.
Great. So let's look at, like, the bigger picture here. What does someone, because I think you're going to bump up against that objection of time, because if someone's really pressed for time, they're also going to feel like, wow, attending a course with live cooking classes is also a lot of time. So we'll have to overcome that objection through the messaging. And one way to do that is to really think bigger picture. They're going to invest time, money, and energy in this program. And then what happens at a very tangible level? I don't want to go into, like, kind of emotions or high level spiritual examples, but what are just real things that are going to shift in their life after they've made the investment in learning from you?
They will actually make time for themselves to cook, so that they're not, oh, I'm going into emotions, so they're not going to feel overwhelmed. Like, they're going to go to the grocery store. They're going to be like, right, I'm excited to cook. And their time is actually shaved because they're not spending hours in uncertainty. They're actually able to make that decision that, right, now is the time that I'm going to cook for myself, instead of, you know, how they've been showing up, which is kind of just ignoring that their need to cook and nourish themselves and then order a takeout pizza or drink an extra cup of coffee or whatever it is. And so I take the time out of it for you, that they don't have to scroll through recipes on Google. They have tried and tested recipes that I've made on retreats. I make it simple, easy, and healthy. And they look in the fridge when they've done a shop, and instead of seeing loads of vegetables they don't know what to do with, they go, ah, I know what to do with this now. There's no rotting zucchini at the bottom of the fridge now. They see it and go, I'm going to use that.
That's hilarious. I'm totally guilty of the rotten zucchini. Okay, great. Why do they want to invest? Because this whole thing, it's like a revamp of the way that they eat, the way that they look at food, the way they prepare food, the place that food has in their life. But let's think even bigger. I would like you to tell me, who are the type of people who are typically attracted to working with you? Are they working professionals? Are they entrepreneurs? Or what else is going on in their life? Because I bet someone is not staying up at night thinking, oh my gosh, I really need to learn how to cook better. But they're probably up at night thinking about something else about their life that's a bigger issue. And this is going to be something that really helps alleviate that bigger desire or pain point.
I see the people that are attracted to me so far are all women, very open for men to come in, but that it seems to be women so far. They have some type of mission, whether they're fully in it or they're working towards it. It's soul-led, it's mission-driven women that are health conscious. They're committed to working on themselves. They've done a lot of work already. I'm not here to teach them that they need to cut out gluten, and they know what healthy eating is. They just don't seem to be able to do it. They value self-love. They're on a continual journey of self-evolution. And yeah, she's committed to not only her business, but she's committed to investing in herself in each area of her life. Everything's just as important as the business.
Well, so you would say that she is a business owner?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. And how much are you connecting the dots right now between, you know, being a plant-based, health-conscious person and the wellness and the development of the business, as well as the, you know, the time and energy efficiency that she would save in that area of her life that would then get redirected into the mission?
Yeah, I probably haven't been. And a while back, I reached out to some women and asked for some feedback on some questions to see where they were at and what they were looking for and what they need. And what seemed to be quite common was energy levels, that they want greater energy levels. Some of them didn't believe you could do it through food. Others did. So I really see that if you are going to really live and create this mission and make this difference in the world, you have to be honoring yourself in the best possible way, honoring your body with the right foods and making sure you're of the vibration that you want to call in. And the best, one of the best ways you can raise your vibration is putting the right food in your body.
So what I'm prompting you with is I want you to walk away from this session today and really think bigger picture. And this goes for everyone else listening too, because you get in your area of expertise and you get into talking about like the thing itself, you know, the food, the cooking, the choices, the recipes, when it's really in service of something else that's bigger, like that thing that's really keeping that woman up at night or driving her day to day, her primary focus, figuring out what that focus is. And then your message is, you know, asserting an opinion, asserting the belief that those two things are connected, that you are going to help her get the thing that she wants most. And this is your way, your perspective on how she can get that. Does that make sense? I don't know if I said that clearly enough.
It makes a lot of sense. And ultimately, it's been my journey that for me to have the business I want, I had to heal certain health issues I had. And just so happens, I know how to do it with food. So it's just, yeah, do you think I need to know exactly what the business is? It doesn't really matter. I just speaking to their desire to go for their dream and that what I've got can help them get it, isn't it? It's just speak. Yeah, I see I've been in a disconnect with it. I'm in my language and not their language.
Yeah. So I love that you reached out and you actually asked women in your circles. And I would ask all your previous students, all your current clients, I would do like another batch of market research and really ask people like, what is your primary focus in your life right now? What's most important to you? What role does food and health play in service of you achieving that? How can I help you achieve that major thing in your life? So that this doesn't seem like it's competing with their attention or their time or their energy away from that primary thing. It's actually accelerating their path towards that thing. And it's playing a role in supporting them, supporting their energy levels to get the thing that they want most. I think that's where, you know, you might also run into objections where people feel at some level it's competing with their time or their energy or their focus on the business, on their mission. And it's not. That's the message, is you clarifying that that's not the case. And this is why.
Yeah. Cause I, one feedback was, it feels like being healthy is a full-time job. And in a way it is, but it doesn't need to take energy away from other things. So it's just finding a way to, yeah, show people that it's just a habit. It's just a daily habit that is what's going to create the desires in the long run, because you're of the right energy. So yeah, I feel like it's nearly there. Like, I feel like I've got a lot. It's just narrowing this focus, like you say, and helping them see it's not competing or taking away. Because one woman said, oh, I feel like my money needs to go into my business because I'm going to get a tangible result of a financial reward. Whilst this also is a financial reward likely, but it's not a direct result like a business coach, say, for example. That's one objection I had.
Right. So your messaging would be asserting, like, what do you say to that? You don't believe that that's true. You believe something else. You probably believe that this is the greatest investment that you can make. And by the way, I know as a business owner, I wouldn't be where I am. I would not be attracting the money or opportunities that I am if I didn't put my health first. Like, honestly, for me, my health is top priority. So you can speak to the type of woman who, you know, you don't have to do a lot of convincing to get her to see that this is an investment in her magnetism, in her focus, in her energy, in her whole life mission that radiates out and brings abundance of all kinds of money, clients, energy, support, health. It's all interconnected. That has to be the message, or that would be, you know, my recommendation to kind of go and explore and unpack what's true for you around that kind of a connection of the dots.
Yeah. And for me, it's having the courage to really call people up on that and really just say, actually, how you're showing up. Is it in alignment with who you portray yourself to be? Because I know women that have this outwardly, but they eat like crap. And so they're not really honoring their body. And for me, it's, I've got to have the courage to speak authentically to that and show what's possible. And I think that's also where I've not been authentic to my message, is I've listened to that fearful voice of, who am I to speak to that type of woman? Who am I to call that out on? So I do see that that's also my thing to move away from, and just speak up and, yeah, be willing to speak it.
Yes. Yes. So my biggest homework for you is to go away and think about the bigger picture. And if you need to do more market research, go and do it. Use her words. If she cares about energy, then you talk about energy. If she's talking about magnetism, you talk about magnetism, whatever it is. And then your role, your job with the message is to be connecting the dots between what she's telling you and what you provide, if that's true and aligned, which we know that it is. And then think about the bigger picture. Always kind of run your messaging through this filter of, am I speaking to what's really keeping her up at night? What's really driving her most of the day, and connecting my work in service of that? That's it.
Okay. I can do that.
Good, good, good. Okay. Let's do some takeaways. What were a couple of things that stood out to you or maybe surprised you about our short conversation today?
About connecting the dots. And kind of getting out of my language and speaking their language, even though I thought I was speaking their language. It's, yeah, I've not been in a big enough picture. I've been so kind of like, not, I wouldn't say stuck, but just focused on a certain area that it's been hard to get out of my perspective and get into their perspective. So I need to just get out of the way, I think, is the takeaway, and just forget what I think I know and just do some more. Yeah, just do some more questions and see what comes, because I know it's all there for me. So yeah, connecting the dots, that's the takeaway.
Great. Yeah, because sometimes to really drive this home, it's like I see this day in and day out over and over again. Every single expert that I talk to sees the perspective through their expert eyes and is like, well, I know that they need to learn how to cook in this way, or how to view food in this way, or that they need support, and they do. And then you might think that the person has this whole other set of priorities. They're kind of thinking about, oh, well, I'll worry about my food later. I need to focus on growing my business first. I need to stabilize my financial circumstances first, or really focus on that. And it feels like it could be in competition with each other. And the expert tends to feel frustrated because they're like, I know that my people need X, but they're thinking about Y. But the whole art of the message and the art of our marketing is creating belief shifts and creating behavioral changes and openings and supporting people in change to actually see that there is no competition between X and Y, that X is the path to Y, and educating them on that and issuing invitations to see it that way, and then to do the work, and then ultimately get both, get what they had wanted and get what you knew that they needed.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We can have it all. It's like, it's creating that new paradigm and showing like we can. I see that in your messaging, it's all possible. And a lot of us have been kind of, it's this or that in kind of like old world. And it's just like, actually, no, it's, so that's something I can definitely bring in as well. And the educational piece, just you said then, it stuck out. It's like, yeah, educate and be willing to be that expert and speak to them and show them what's possible.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for your offer. And I love what you're about. I really, really support it. And if people are listening to this and they want to find out more about your work, where can they go and find you?
Yeah. So they can go to my Instagram, which is Abby_Fox_. There's lots of amazing recipes and healthy inspo and Ibiza life. And my website is abbyfox.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here and opening up and sharing about your business and what's going on in the tweaks and the behind the scenes. So yeah, I know a lot of people will benefit from hearing our conversation today. So thank you so much.
Thank you as well. Thank you for having me.
So I think this conversation actually really hits on all the main points. We covered a lot together. I think one of the takeaways is around connecting the dots and not seeing, you know, what you see as an expert versus what your ideal client is aware of that they need. You know, sometimes those can feel like two different things, and really realizing that your role as a business owner and your messaging is to connect those dots and really show them that they are the same thing. The thing that they care about very deeply, what you do and your processes and your expertise is a means to support them in achieving what they want. And that's the art of the message. What we talked about right after we hopped off, Abby and I also chatted a little bit about how you really create ideal clients with your message. She had a belief that she needed a lot of followers before she'd be able to find these types of clients. And it's not actually true. As we know from all of my clients who have, you know, I have some clients that have lots of followers but weren't making any money. And then clients who have a very small following who are making lots of money. Is we know that our messaging, when it's done correctly, actually creates ideal clients. Because we're educating, we're informing, we're shifting beliefs, we're offering a new perspective, we're shedding expert light onto an aspect of what this person wants most and showing them again how the dots connect, how they can get both things, how do they get what they want, and that what you do is the way to get what they want. And by doing that, we actually change how people show up. We change what they think about their situation, about their circumstances. They change the way they think about themselves, the way they think about you and your work. All of that is done through messaging that reiterates this way of looking at things. That's what the message really is. And it's not that one-liner on your Instagram bio. Forget about it. Your message is every single time you write a piece of content, every single time you hop on a video, what message are you spreading through the world that lets people see their circumstances, their problems, their desires, their vision differently, and then associates you and your work with a way to get there and to have what they want, to get there more easily, more in a way that feels more supportive. And then the last thing I'll say is just a reminder to do market research, you guys. A lot of people skip over this. A lot of you may have ignored this piece of advice from your business coach, or you may feel resistance every time I talk about it on the show, but do your market research. Talk to all of your previous clients. Talk to your current clients. Talk to people in your world who would be great clients, who align with the type of person that you want to be working with, and ask good questions. Listen to what they care about. Listen to the words they use. Listen to where they're spending their time and energy. Where are they investing their money? Where are they looking at investing next, and why? Really understand them, because that's going to help you use the right words, get out of your expert bubble where you're like a horse with blinders on. You just see it one way and you just think that, you know what the client needs. And most of the time you do, but you also need to know what they think they need. And again, make sure that those don't seem like competing interests through your message, if that's true, if it's in alignment, of course.
Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at Hey Elena Ray if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.